A Man of Action. A Talk Asia exclusive interview with influential Hong Kong director John Woo.
Hi, I'm Anjali Rao at the Hong Kong premiere of Asia's most expensive ever film, Redcliffe. My guest today is the director who worked his way up through Hong Kong cinema to direct some of Hollywood's biggest names. He's John Woo, and this is Talk Asia. John, it's fantastic to have you on Talk Asia today. Now, you've just finished Redcliffe, the most expensive Asian movie ever made. It's a huge blockbuster with massive, elaborate sets and a cast of thousands. Are you glad that it's finally over?
I must say that is the hardest movie I have ever made. I mean, it's spent a lot of money, it's spent a lot of time, but it is one of my dream projects. I've been dreaming to make this movie for over 20 years. Now, at last, you know, I have such a good opportunity to make it. And when I find out, it got so much success in everywhere. It's made me feel very, very pleased.
What were the most challenging parts of the film for you?
The action scenes was the most challenging part. You know, in part one, we had the huge turtle formation. I knew there's a lot of people who had read the Chinese art of war, you know, so that, and especially for most of the Americans, they're so familiar with that book. So how to show it on the screen, that was a problem. We have used over thousands of people, you know, and we had to use a lot of CG, you know, visual effect to make it happen. So it spent 1.5 months to make one scene.
This was a return to Chinese cinema for you after, you know, quite a long time of being in Hollywood. Of course, you had huge hits with Mission Impossible 2 and Face Off. How would you characterize your time in Hollywood?
Well, I really enjoyed working in Hollywood. You know, that's, even though I have never get used to their system, I didn't like much of the studio people, you know. That, well, it's too politic. It's too politic, and there's so much going on, and there's so much going on. There's a lot of things. There's nothing to do with the movie. It's all about power. It's all about
egos.
Egos, you know. And then the people, you know, they love meetings. You know, they can take 6 months just for a meeting, and always repeating the same thing. You know, but beside that, I really love the crew. I really love the film people there. I really love the actors, and also have maybe learned so much. You know, I have made a lot of good friends, and I'm so much grateful that I could have an opportunity to work with John Travolta, Nick Cage. You know that. Christian Slater and Tom Cruise.
There's a lot of Christian symbolism in your movies. For instance, you know, the climactic scene in The Killer where it's the final church shootout and there's all these white doves. What is the message that you're trying to send by including these you know, religious references?
The church means a lot to me. You know, I feel safe, I feel happy, I feel comfort, you know, I feel peace in the church, you know, and I love the people in the church, and the church is a symbol of heaven, you know, it had all kind of beauty, you know. Of course, you can say I'm a dreamer, yeah, I'm a dreamer, you know, because I always believe in people, and of course I also believe in Jesus as well, you know, and then unfortunately, the evil is always there. They all ruin the beauty. The evil force, they usually turn heaven into hell. And our heroes, they try to protect it, they try to fight for it, and they try to beat down the evil, you know. And they won, you know, so.
I mean, obviously people like Quentin Tarantino and the Wachowski brothers, Robert Rodriguez, they borrow very much from exactly what you've created. But if you had to name a director from any point in history whose work that you look at and go, I wish I could do that, who would it be?
Francis Ford Coppola. You know, I think he had made a great classic film, The Godfather. You know, the direction, the art design, the cinema photographer, the performance, you know, and the style of the movie, it was so perfect, so beautiful. You know, so if I could make a movie like that, you know, that's enough. That is that's a filmmaker should do.